This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, in the last couple of days, we have been talking off and on with USDA Undersecretary for Trade Luke Lindberg, and we're going to wrap up that conversation today. As new trade agreements take shape, USDA officials say the focus is now on making sure those deals translate into real opportunities for U.S. farmers. We'll hear more right after this.
Your local radio station brings you the local news you depend on. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network complements that with ag news, weather, and market updates, tailored for Iowa's farmers. Together, we deliver the best of both worlds, local connection and industry expertise. It's all to keep you connected with the heartbeat of the heartland. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, connecting rural Iowa with the news that matters to you.
As we wrap up today with U.S. Undersecretary for Trade and Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindberg, he says securing trade agreements was just the first step in expanding global demand for U.S. products.
Well, I tell you what, our team at the U.S. Trade Representative's office is doing an incredible job working with the president and the leverage he's created to get new market access. I give our chief agriculture negotiator, Julie Callahan, and her team an incredible kudos. They played that upfront role of getting a better agreement. And then really what happens right after that is we have to get folks on the ground to promote our products, to build buyer-seller relationships, to establish new opportunities to actually integrate supply chains. And that's where USDA plays a critical role. And we have provided, through Secretary Rollins and my three-point plan, millions in new funding to organizations like the U.S. Meat Export Federation, that's helping sell pork products from Iowa all around the world, and the U.S. Dairy Export Council, and the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. All of those, just this week, we announced millions in new funding for organizations like that to specifically target markets where the president has created new opportunities. To me, that's an incredible 1-2 punch, right? USTR negotiates a better deal, USDA shows up ready to play.
Lindberg says that once those agreements are in place, the next step is building relationships and getting U.S. products in front of buyers around the world.
Well, Deputy Undersecretary Michelle Beckering from the Foreign Agricultural Service just got back from the Philippines this week. She led the second largest trade delegation USDA has ever had in its existence to the Philippines. It was an incredible week. I'm getting tons of great reports. We're going to see major sales coming out of that market. Again, thanks to President Trump's negotiating abilities and getting a better deal with the Philippines. Up on the horizon, we've got a lot more on the target this year. You know, we got new beef exports going to Australia. We'll be there later this year. I'll be leading a rapid response mission to Ecuador and Argentina in just a month or so here. Both markets where the president has signed new trade agreements. So we're getting farmers into those markets going forward. We're going to have a whole slew of continued activity. Again, the big focus for USDA in 2026 is turning market access into market share. And so getting folks on the ground in those markets is a critical component of executing on that plan.
He says that combination of negotiating agreements and actively promoting U.S. products is key to turning new market access into long-term demand for American agriculture. Lindberg says USDA is also ramping up support for farmer-led export organizations, providing additional funding to help build relationships and develop markets around the world. And he says those efforts, along with continued trade missions and on-the-ground engagement, will be critical to making sure U.S. agriculture stays competitive globally. We'll have more comments from the Undersecretary on our website under the story at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great day.